Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
Is your siding looking old and outdated? Give your home the makeover it deserves with James Hardie Siding from Thompson Creek, the number one brand in America. Thompson Creek, powered by James Hardie, offers endless design possibilities with vivid colors and unique styles that elevate your home's look. Plus, it's low maintenance and UV resistant for lasting beauty. With special financing from Thompson Creek, upgrading is easier than ever. Act now and Thompson Creek will install your entire siding project without installation costs. Schedule an in-home or virtual consult today at thompsoncreek.com.
And welcome to the Expressway. This is your co-host, Charles Show Me the Way, with the BT Express, Billy Taylor. It is great to be back with you for another week of exciting news in the world of sports, especially our New York Giants and New York Jets as they prepare for next week's draft. It's going to be an exciting time for our Giants and Jets fans, Billy, but we are going to go through some four quarters again. Our first quarter is always about the Giants and Jets and what's the news of the week for the Giants and Jets. The second quarter, we're going to talk about some of the mock drafts that that some of these prognosticators are saying the Jets and Giants will pick up. We'll talk about some of those picks, and we'll review some of the potential draft picks and look at some of their video. Our third quarter, we'll also talk about anything and everything in the world of sports. I really do want to touch on Damar Hamlin. They have just cleared him to go back to start all football activities. I want to get your thoughts on that. And then, as always, our fourth quarter, we leave it. It's basketball season. It's primetime basketball season, and we want to talk about some of these basketball, these playoff matchups that are out there. There's some exciting games that's played this past weekend. And this week, I want to get your thoughts and opinions on how your New York Knicks is surprising everybody. Do you think they'll make it out of the first round? They got a good chance. Do you think they'll make it out of the first round? But let's get started with Giants and Jets news. As always, we got to start with the Aaron Rodgers watch. What is up with my boy? It's counting down. I think the clock is ticking to draft day. Once we get to draft day, I don't know if there's going to be a deal for Aaron Rodgers. So I think the Jets should start looking at possibly drafting a quarterback. What do you think?
But CW, top of the day to you. But what's really confusing for me is that if they go up into draft pick, they haven't gotten many free agents. They haven't that. Will they go with another quarterback? If I was the Jets, I would not. They are 0-2 on quarterbacks in the first round. Drafted someone number 2, and it did not come out the way they wanted to. So I would wait for something, because the way that they play, their defense is already geared up to be a championship defense. And they get an offense and help a little bit, keep them off the field in some situations, let them come in well-rested. I think they can do something, but I just don't know. I just don't know if I would draft a quarterback if I have shown that I don't know what I'm doing for quarterbacks.
Absolutely. And like we talked about last week, there aren't a lot of good free agent quarterbacks out there that would make an impact on any team, or at least what the Jets need, impact that team enough that allow the Jets to have a chance to go to the playoffs. I don't think there's anybody out there right now that's a free agent that I'm excited about. So you might be right. You might have to hang out with Zach Wilson again, and hopefully see if he can improve on his season last year. I also think that the Jets have all the power right now, because Green Bay really doesn't have any leverage. Like we've talked about ad nauseum over the past few weeks, you know, they've already given Love the starting quarterback position. No one's expecting Aaron Rodgers to come back. No one's even expecting him to play for more than 1 or 2 years at that. And so the leverage is really all in the Jets' corner. I think the key for the Jets is not to give up too much. I think we've talked about what that package should be, possibly just trading first round picks, adding a second or third round pick. They did get an extra second round pick earlier this year via trade. So they have the assets and the draft capital to make the trade. They just have to make a good, solid decision and a good, solid trade that makes it good for them.
But Charles Way, you know yourself from being around front offices and being around the Giants front office. It's all about general management. And see, the Jets are showing me that I don't know if they know what they're doing, because I've never heard anybody draft two quarterbacks in the first round and then traded one to Carolina and the other one is sitting on the bench no matter what happens. So I'm a little confused, because I thought that's what football is all about. I think the difference in every team, I always talk about how many bad coaches are out there. There's some bad general managers out there who make some bad picks also. But let me go on to this, because I was reading about the Giants. They still love Saquon Barkley. And I kind of feel for him not wanting to use that franchise tag that they have on him. And then John Mara comes out. And I don't know if this is true or not, but he said that he wanted Saquon Barkley to be there for life. If you want him to be there for life, give him a multi-year contract. You know, they say running backs only last 4-point-something years. Going into his fifth year, I think the way he has played, and I know you're going to disagree with me, but the way he has played, he is instrumental in one of the reasons why the Giants made the playoffs.
Well, I agree with you that he was instrumental and as being one of the reasons why they made the playoffs, given their wide receiver situation. But at the end of the day, you have to be healthy for at least 12 of the 17 games that you're playing. And he hasn't shown that he could play an entire season in the past 3 years, he hasn't shown that he could be healthy for an entire season. And so when you look at that position, and look, I'm a running back. I'm RB for life, and I'm going to, you know, I'll ride or die with you. But when you put the general manager's hat on and you're looking at constructing a championship team, that's a position that isn't you don't value as much as your other positions because of the health factor. Most running backs don't last an entire season. And you're always playing with 2 to 3 running backs all the time because of injury. And so I'm okay giving Saquon $12 to $14 million, even guaranteed money, but $15 million, I don't see him showing me that he's a $15+ million running back when the market doesn't tell me that he's a $15 to $20 million running back. And think about it. The Giants are a great organization. They'll pay you. But within reason. I can't pay a person that I know I'll pay you a hometown rate, right? I'm going to give you a hometown boost in your salary because we love you. But besides that, and I think that's what they're doing, but I don't see $15 million guaranteed over 4 years, because you may not make it 4 years and you haven't proven that you can make it 1 year.
I see what you're saying, but see, what I see is that the Giants have improved at every level. I mean,
breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
Their coaching staff has improved, the way they teach the players are getting better because of great coaching. If you get that offensive line together and get those two bookend tackles that the Giants got and get somebody to play center, I think that it would take the pressure off of Saquon Barkley. He'll have more holes to run through, opens up the play action pass, and this is a big year for Danny Jones. He's guaranteed that $40 million, whatever he got in his contract, so he's got to bring his level to a higher level of performance. So I think that the Giants are where they're going to be, and they have everything in place, and we're going to see what's going to happen in the draft if they can improve both sides of the ball. You know, all these prognosticators are talking about the Giants should, you know, do this or that, but I think that if they solidify the offensive line, it helps the defense also. But CW, what about Dexter Lawrence? Because I thought he was the best defensive lineman on the Giants last year, and Williams, the other defense tackle, missed a few games.
Yeah, I mean, he's holding, he's not coming. And I don't take too much stock in and not going in a voluntary mini camp or voluntary camp right now, just because he's been there a while. He's been through the system. He understands the system. I think the thing that it hurts is just developing that bond with your teammates, especially the new teammates that may have come in. I think that's where it hurts you. But I don't think that's a critical aspect. I think they are talking about money. I think everybody wants to bring, come on now, BT, if you had a chance to make that as much money as they're throwing around, you want to try to break the bank too, right? So you're looking at, hey, I'm probably one of the best defensive tackles or defensive linemen, interior defensive linemen in the league. I want to be paid as such. And that's another thing that's hurting Saquon, is that they stopped talking to Saquon. And they started talking to Dexter. So Dexter is going to get that money that Saquon should have got.
And wow.
So that could be it. That could also play into it, right? Be like I said, when you look at priority, you need good interior alignment. Whereas you got to look at it, and no, this is no disrespect to Saquon, but you put your general manager hat on and your job, right? And you see that all of these backup running backs are producing just as well as some of these starting running backs, making more money, right? So you see that position not being considered as high on the food chain as it used to be, because I can find anybody to get to do that job, they think, right? And so when you look at that position and you look at Dexter Lawrence, where defensive tackle like Dexter Lawrence don't come around all the time, and you need somebody to solidify the middle, especially now you have a lot of these run play action options, right? And so you want somebody in there stout that can handle the run, and you can keep dropping people back in the pass game. And so Dexter Lawrence is more of a priority right now than Saquon Barkley, based on the need that your team has. We can't find another Dexter Lawrence out there in the draft. It's going to take time. Since I know what I have, and he's a beast in that spot, so I want to lock him up so that I don't have to worry about that position. That's how I feel.
Well, see, I have more confidence this year than I did last year with the Giants scouting department, because I think they know what type of team they have. It's a matter of fitting people in to fit different things that you're going to do. And the coach will find the players that he knows works his system. They also talked about, will they go down next year because people are expecting them to win? Because, you know, there's no way, Charles Webb, but go ahead and tell me, man, did you expect the Giants to go to the playoffs last year after the seven previous seasons?
I didn't. I honestly didn't. I was hoping that they would have a better season than the year before. But things worked out really well. And I'm excited. And I think that I don't think you're going to have the sophomore letdown for the coaching staff this year, because I think they've started building something really good. And from all that I'm hearing from the organization, they're starting with a great foundation, and they're not letting that foundation crumble. And so the people that they're bringing in are just kind of adding to what they've already created and not trying to bring it down. They're not bringing any bad guys in that can kind of disrupt the locker room or ruffle any feathers or make waves. And that's part of, you know, the general manager and the head coach's job, is to make sure that when they bring these free agents in, when they bring these draft picks in, that they bring people that fit the culture that they're trying to create. And if they can do that, I think they're in for an amazing season. And it's really, you know what, next season, and we'll get into it at the next segment, it's really, like you said, it's going to come down to Daniel Jones. This, our season revolves around if Daniel Jones can perform up to his contract. And let's stop right there. But hey, you're listening to the Expressway with the BT Express, Billy Teller and Charles Show Me the Way. We have three more quarters left. I can't wait for this next segment. When we come back, we're going to go through the potential draft picks for the Jets and Giants and take a look at who these guys are and do they fit what we're talking about. See you in a minute.
Welcome back to the Expressway with Billy Taylor and Charles Way. And Charles Way is the one who brought up, found our name out. Some people were asking me, how'd you come up with the Expressway? Well, Charles is Show Me the Way, Way. And then mine was the BT Express. And so we call it the Expressway. And I really thought that was brilliant on Charles Way's part, even though he went to the University of Virginia. But now's the time, Charles, to go with our mock draft. Tell us what we got coming up.
Oh, we're going to take a look at some of these prognosticators that are picking where the Giants, who the Giants are going to have. The first guy is from CBS Sports, Ryan Wilson. He says at number 25, the Giants will select Quentin Johnston from TCU. We've actually talked about Quentin Johnston when we were looking at the receivers. We like the fact that he's tall, big, powerful, and he's more muscular than quick, but he was an explosive. He took the top off for TCU. He was their deep threat. He made a lot of big plays. He was like the catalyst for their championship run. But what do you think about him and the position?
Well, see, I like TCU. That's Texas Christian University. I went to Texas Tech. We played TCU every single year. They have a great program to last.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
Couple years, they're bringing out a lot of good people, and I believe that he's a receiver that you're gonna have to pay attention to. I don't know if it'd be there, depends on people picking before the Giants. Do they want to get a quarterback? Do they want to get a defensive back? They said they're big on that and linebackers. If he goes to the 25 position, I think the Giants have to take him because he's an explosive receiver that can take the ball the distance with just one play. And that's the kind of receiver that I want the Giants to get. And don't get me wrong, I'm not down on any small receivers, but I think tall receivers, when you throw this day in the NFL, the 50-50 ball, 50-50 ball means that the defensive back and the receiver are one-on-one and you throw it up for grabs. I think the tall man usually wins. And that's why I like Quentin Johnston from TCU because he can go get the ball. You can throw it 50-50, and he's got the explosiveness to take it all the way. And I think that would be a great addition to the New York Giants football team.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm excited about that pick. The next person I want to talk about is Matt Miller from ESPN. He says Jalin Hyatt from Tennessee would be our next pick. What do you think about Jalin Hyatt from Tennessee, and how do you think he fits into what the receiver core that they already had, and where do you see him fitting in?
Well, I was impressed with him, and I was impressed with Tennessee because I saw their quarterback getting tutelage by Peyton Manning. I don't know if that means anything, but it showed me that you know, if you get a good receiver and a quarterback together, that can really mesh. And I think that he showed me that he's quick and fast. Again, he's not as tall as Quentin Johnston from TCU, but I think he might be faster. I'm not sure, but it seems like sometimes there's a difference, Charles, in speed and then speed with your uniform on. Mm-hmm. And I think that Quentin Johnston has great speed with his uniform on. I think this other receiver that we're talking about, I think he is a little bit smaller, and I don't know if he has as good of a hands. I do not like to see a receiver catch the ball in his body. Because in the NFL, you have to reach out because the defensive back is right there. You got to reach out and grab and take the ball. So yeah. I think they had a good chance of that. And really, both of them are pretty good. It's just that if I had a chance, and my dad always told me he liked the taller quarterbacks, he likes the tall receivers.
Yeah, absolutely. And then this next guy, I think at BC, Jordan Reed from NFL Sports, he says Zay Flowers from Boston College. Now, I've had a chance to watch Boston College being in ACC and watching UVA. Like I said, he doesn't excite me because he seems like something we already have, and I really kind of want something a little different. But he is explosive. He's more along the line of Robinson. Wandell Robinson. He's more along the lines of who he is right? But I don't know how many guys you can have like that on your team that you know would get beat up if you get a good physical cornerback against you.
Well, see, the thing that I see also is that I love receivers to run good routes. Mm-hmm. And he runs a good route, but then again, we have that already with the Giants. People yeah. can run a good route. You need someone who scares somebody in the defensive backfield. They come out there, so they've been thinking, am I going to get beat deep? Do I have to be careful? I got safety help? And so that's what I like. But then I don't know if Flowers is a man that can scare any defensive backs. Don't get me wrong. I think he's going to be good because he's got good hands and fair speed, but can he scare the defense? And I think the Giants, going forward, they're trying to improve. They don't want to go back. They want to get better than they were last year. If they continue to do that, I think they maybe have to choose another receiver. But again, it comes down to who's available on the 25th pick.
Absolutely. And then the next guy, our friend Mel Kiper from ESPN, he says that they're going on the other side of the ball. They're looking at defensive back, and it's DJ Turner from Michigan. Now, I kind of like this pick because he is physical. You talking about, remember I said, this game, you're not allowed to be physical with receivers anymore, but he's physical off of the line of scrimmage, and he impacts the game from a run standpoint and a pass standpoint because he does support the run really well. So I like this pick. I don't know if I would want to go receiver or DB, but I think that if I don't have a dynamic receiver at 25, I'm going to the defensive side of the ball because I feel as though I'll find a dynamic receiver because there are some that you can get in the second or third round. But I'm always, let's shore up the defense. Let's make sure we have some studs on defense because we see and we saw that if you can get a dominant defense, you don't have to have a great offense, i.e. the Jets. You just have to have a okay offense, especially if you have a good quarterback back there helping you.
Well, see, what I like is that and I was listening to Mel Kiper talk about it because he said the Giants, they need a cornerback who can tackle, who can come up and turn the play in sometimes and make the linebackers have to make the tackle. I love when a defensive back is physical with the receivers inside that 5-yard zone. Because after 5 yards, you really can't touch them. But the cornerbacks and defensive back these days, they are so slick. They'll have one hand on his hand and make him have to catch the ball one-handed. And so that's where the great receivers comes in. And I think that if they had a chance at DJ Turner, he played in a great conference with Michigan, played in the playoffs a couple of years in a row, has played some of the best college teams all year round, Ohio State, Michigan State. He played against great competition. And he showed me that he's worthy of a number one draft choice and of being able to possibly start right away.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm talking myself. And to possibly, if he's available, picking him. But I, you know, for some reason, I like Quentin Johnston too from TCU.
Yep,
when you look at the four guys we spoke about for this pick, if Quentin Johnston and DJ Turner are there, it would be a toss up for me who I would pick because Quentin Johnston was explosive for TCU. I'm talking about he's not quick. He's not your Zay Flowers type of guy, but he can take the top off any defense.
And I like him because I think he knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. I love it when a receiver comes out there, whether he's running out or in or go route, that he sets up the defensive back. Mm-hmm. When I watch Quentin Johnston do it, this guy, I say he's got experience. And another thing, I don't like the people to come out too early. Mm-hmm. The quarterback for Florida, Richardson,
yep.
Great talent, but he's only had 1 year of action. Peyton Manning and Eli Manning stayed 5 years, and they didn't have to. It helped them so much.
Right.
I just like to see you get the full experience of college because it allows you to mature as a young man and allows you to get better every single year. My thought process is that, you know, if you at least stay 3, possibly 4 years, I think it helps your NFL career.
So if you had DJ Turner and Quentin Johnston right there waiting for you, who are you picking?
I'm taking DJ Turner, and that's just a flip of the coin. Only reason is because we talked about defense wins championship.
That's right.
The people don't realize the job of the defensive back. He's either got to, if he comes up on a run, he's got possibly a guard pulling that he's got to counter that guard, or he's got to turn the play in himself and show toughness and make tackle. DJ Turner from Michigan would turn the play in and make the tackle and be physical with the wide receiver. So I it's a hard one because I know what TCU is about. I watched TCU for a long time and Quentin Johnston, and I think he's going to be great for somebody. But if it came down to those two, I would go with the defensive back DJ Turner from Michigan.
That's awesome. Well, I can't wait till next week. We're gonna be right here talking about who they're picking on the first day next week. I can't wait to kind of see who they pick. I'm excited. I'm really excited to see what directions they go this year. Now let's turn our attention to the Jets and see what the Jets prognosticators are talking about. Most of the Jets prognosticators, if not all of them, are talking about offensive line help. And you mentioned having a good offensive line and shoring up that offensive line position, especially if they don't get Aaron Rodgers. They're probably definitely going to have to do a better job of protecting Zach Wilson. I think the tackle that was injured a lot of the year last
Becker, is that his name?
Yep,
Becker?
Yep, is better. I think he's showing some TikTok videos of him and his weight loss. He's moving a lot better. So Jets fans should be excited that they are getting the people that they have are in shape and ready to go for next year. But Mel Kiper says that the Jets are going to pick an offensive tackle, Broderick Jones from Georgia. Now, see, I'm scared about this pick. Now, just because, you know, it takes some time for these tackles to acclimate themselves to the NFL. And just based off experience and the two tackles that the Giants picked up, it took them some time. I just don't know if he's as big as you want those offensive tackles to be. He's a great mauler. If you look at some of the video, he's a great inline blocker. I'm not sold on him from a pass rushing technique, feet moving type of person. I believe he has the skills to do to run the run game. I'm just not sold on the passing game as far as tackle is concerned for the Jets.
Well, Todd McShay, who's the other draft guru on the other side of Mel Kiper, says that the Jets are going to get a pair of offensive line. Mm-hmm. That confuses me a little bit, Charles, because Becker is supposed to be a mainstay forever. He was almost 400 pounds last time I seen him. Mm-hmm. I think that's too big for an offensive lineman, because I think that, you know, offensive linemen should be around anywhere from, you know, 340 somewhere, but 400 pounds, I don't care who you are. And I've seen some, you know, Andre the Giant, 500 pounds. That's a big guy. They can move. Don't get me wrong. And there was but George Martin and I had to wrestle some WrestleMania thing with a guy who was an Asian guy, and he was 500 pounds, but he was the most agile guy I had ever seen in that position. But I don't see that from Becker. See, right. Becker, it shows me is that weight, extra weights is going to hurt him. But Broderick Jones, you got to give him credit, CW, because he played on a championship team a couple years in a row, great competition. So we'll see how much he's learned when he comes to the NFL, because very rarely does an offensive lineman just get off on his first year. Usually right. That first or second year is when they begin to improve. So I'm a little worried about the Jets, because for them to think about two offensive linemen in the first round, you know, they must not have confidence in the other guys.
Yeah, I think because they had a lot of injuries on the offensive line, and you're talking about Malachi Becton, who was injured because he was overweight and had a lot of issues. And that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, who, if you look at what he's doing, what he's posting on social media, he's done a lot to change his body weight. He's dropped significant amount of pounds. He's in the 360s, I believe, now. He's showing people that he's jumping on boxes. He's doing those plyometrics, and he's showing everybody he's more agile now. So I'm excited to see. But based on the fact that they were decimated at the offensive line, they didn't have enough backup or support from the backup position to do anything. I think this is a great reason why a lot of these prognosticators, even Jack McKessie from the Draft Network, he says they're going to pick Peter Skoronski. And he's I don't know if he's as athletic as Broderick Jones. I don't like Broderick Jones's sweet feet, but I think Peter Skoronski has the tools that you're looking for in a tackle. I think he from an inline perspective, he's great inline blocker. He can maul you in the run game, and he has the length, the arm length, for the passing game. I think that's the difference between the two. I think you might be able to work with because of his size and the length of his arms, where I have a lot more to work with and we can kind of work on the feet. He might be a better right tackle than a left tackle, but what do you think?
Well, see, they label him, and I've got it two times, Charles Wade, that he's the best offensive lineman in the nation. And it kind of shocks me when people say that because, you know, there's so many offensive linemen out there. But I guess they say he's got quick feet. And I believe in quick feet. I would take the offensive lineman like Becker or anybody and make sure they learn how to dance. That's how you get quick feet. Or you do the ropes like the running back does. You know, you do the ropes and your quick feet. You can always work on that. It just depends on his work ethic. Is he willing to sacrifice and make himself better by staying after practice and working on the little things? These days, with the money that they're paying, there's no excuse for you not to be working on your game tremendously. So I'm anxious to see what happens there, and I'm anxious to see how he plays, being labeled the best offensive lineman in the nation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they say he's fundamentally sound. He does everything right. But, I mean, I think it's a different animal when you look at – when you look at the competition that he went against, being at Northwestern, even though, you know, I mean, Ohio State has some good guys, and you look at it, he struggled sometimes with those smaller, quicker defensive end linebackers that they have in the Big Ten. So that's what concerns me, because you're going up against that all the time, and they're going to be a lot faster than some of the guys that you've gone against. And like I said,
breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
I think his size is critical. It helps that he does have good feet, but is his feet good enough next year to move into the starting position? The last guy that I want to touch on is Rhett Lewis from the NFL Network. He says Paris Johnson from Ohio State is the one they think that the Jets will pick up. As you can see, it's a trend. Every prognosticator that have put out a mock draft is saying that the Jets are going to draft offensive line, and rightfully so. They were decimated at the offensive line position. They struggled at that position, and that may be one of the reasons why Zach Wilson had a tough time last year, because he didn't have a lot of time to sit back there and read defenses like you would want a younger quarterback to do. So hopefully with this pickup and with this selection, any of these guys, I think, would be appropriate. I don't think any of these guys are ready for prime time just yet. I would like to have them slowly kind of work into the position.
Yep.
But I think to pick an offensive lineman at this spot is probably a good idea.
Well, see, if I was a general manager and they gave me the choice of putting a football team together, I would put my offense and defensive lines together first. And the reason for that, because they'll give the running back a little bit of room. They'll give the quarterback time to throw. The defensive line, I need somebody to rush the passer. And I was looking at that. Most of the great pass rushers, Charles, in the NFL are under 300 pounds. Mm-hmm. Look at the guy in San Diego, the guy in San Francisco. And so you don't need to be 310 to play defensive line. You need to be strong. You need to be quick. Get off the ball as quickly as possible. The offensive tackle who was in the Super Bowl for the Los Angeles Rams, he's got as quick a feet as a running back. I watched him run through the ropes. I couldn't believe he was a defensive lineman. He could have played running back if they wanted to, because his feet were so quick. So that would be the first thing I would do, was get my offensive and defensive lines together. And I applaud the Jets if they do get two offensive linemen in their early picks.
No, that's awesome. I'm excited to see what they're going to do next week. Can't wait. His draft is right around the corner. Everybody's excited to see if they'll get with the guy that they want next week. So we'll be right back in a minute. But coming up, we're going to talk about coming back from injury, something, a life career threatening injury, seeing what you would do if you were in the same position. Would you even come back and play this game that you love so much? But we'll talk about that and who we're talking about right in a moment. Talk to you in a minute. And we're back. You're listening to The Expressway with Charles Show Me The Way and the BT Express Billy Taylor. We just have gone through two quarters talking about the Giants, Jets, and their potential draft picks, going through all the detailed pictures and videos of the guys that some of these prognosticators are talking about the Giants and Jets may be picking up. Now we're going to turn our attention to, is football the love of your life? And what I mean literally, is it the love of your life? Because would you come back after you almost died on the football field? And the reason why I asked that, Damar Hamlin just yesterday was cleared for all football-related activities, and he is coming back. He wants to play again. Would you allow your son, if put in the same situation, would you allow him to come back and play this game that you played and loved so much?
And Charles Way, this is deep. Our former teammate of mine and a guy who you know and love, all pro, all Hall of Famer, Harry Carson, was talking about if he would let his son play NFL football or play football. He said no. This was in front of a lot of people. He said he knew it. And Harry's had probably over 8 or 9 concussions in his 13 years that he played a Hall of Fame linebacker for the New York Giants. He said that football is too tough. You're hitting with your head too much. And as far as this guy, Damar Hamlin from the Buffalo Bills, everybody in the world, even if they weren't a football fan, watched him lay out on the field. I have never seen them have to give somebody the chest thing to bring their heart back. But then when I read about it, it said it's a once in a million thing that happened to him. Mm-hmm. That his heart went down. If he had been somewhere else, he would have died. The NFL kept it really good. They did exactly what they're supposed to be. The people that the doctors and everybody and the trainers, the one who for the Buffalo Bills, the one who brought him back to normal. The thing about it is that, you know, your heart is not something you shouldn't play with. And I've not read this, and you probably know as well as I do, he had to have some kind of insurance guarantee that he would get X amount of dollars if he did not come back. Hmm. I remember Joe Theismann, who played with the Washington Redskins, even a little bit before I was around, he had broke his leg by Lawrence Taylor. And he could have come back, but he didn't because the insurance company gave him $1.5 million. Now, that's not enough this day and age. You come back. But back then, he took the money and did not come back. Mm-hmm. That's a tough one. Now, if you had a son now, what would you tell him, Charles Way?
So that is tough. I look at my position. I think when you look at when I was faced with retiring because of my knee injury, I would have played for free because I love the game. And so being put in the same position and actually having not to deal with a similar situation where you could play, continue to play or retire. But if you continue to play, you're not playing with the team that you want to play for, and your knee wouldn't be well enough to play an entire season. But at the time, I loved the game of football. And honestly, I wasn't playing it for money. I don't know how many other guys would play for free. But for me, I loved the game. And at that time, I just wanted to be around my teammates and play a game that I grew up playing for probably, 16 to 20 years of my life.
Well, I've watched probably every NFL game that you played because I was broadcasting back then, and I watched Charles Wade lead the block and I thought that you had a concussion almost every other game because you was in there with your head. So I give you a lot of credit for that. But I'm going to tell you, Charles Wade, the truth. There's no way I would have played football for free. There's no way. I'm coming out of running back. I'm going to tell you this one situation. We're playing the Jets. They got Joe Klecko, all the Abdul Salon, Mark Gastineau. I come through. I get the ball about 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage. I got to make a move on Gastineau to get forward. I got to make another move on Klecko. And then Abdul Salon caught me at the line of scrimmage. I probably gained about a half a yard, but it looked like I was, you know, and I watched myself on film. I said, I could have got killed. I could have got killed. I play running back. They don't last very long. So there's no question. Even when I was in college, I thought that, you know, I went to Texas Tech. I thought, we should get something for this. Yeah. But we didn't get no money in college, and we didn't start getting paid until the NFL. But see, I just think that football is a great game, and it generates a lot of money, both in college and the NFL. And I would not play for free.
Yeah. But think about it. So there are two times in my career where I wondered what I was doing. So so obviously one of the games you were probably watching where you thought I had a concussion, and I probably did. So I come in, and this is probably 1999 in the beginning, where my knee was bothering me, my back was killing me, and my neck was hurting. And so we come in at halftime, right? And this is when they were running ISOs. It was like, hey, two Rams button heads to the linebacker. They say open the hole and hit this 320-pound linebacker like a Levon Kirkland every single play, right? Because they don't care about the person. The play was doing that. We were running the play well, and that's all they cared about, is the play is working, so we're gonna keep running. And so I come in at halftime. I'm like, man, I went to college and got a degree so that I could walk away from this game, right? And I need to rethink life choices, because I really don't want to go back out there, because I'm beat up. And so that's that. When you're in the moment, when your body's hurting, blah blah blah, and you're rethinking life choices, and you want to retire. And I was thinking about retiring. But the second scenario is so Ronnie Barnes, you know Ronnie Barnes, the head athletic trainer, he tells me, you know, you really can't play football anymore. I'm playing football again. You can't tell me I can't play football anymore. I'm playing. So I talk to Jim Fossil, and I say, Jim, I can play. Don't worry about it. I'm good. Let me play. So I convinced Jim that I was good. So I went upstairs and talked to Ernie Accorsi, who was the general manager at the time. And I tell Ernie, come on. Now, you know, I can, you know, I'm tough. I got it. You got to let me play. I can do it. No one's going to stop me from doing it. Blah, blah. I convinced Ernie and Kevin Abrams that I was good enough to play. It wasn't about the money. If you cared about the money, I play for minimum, da 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 da. It's not about the money. I can play. So I convinced everybody I could play. Ronnie Barnes comes up behind me and says, no, you're not. And that was it. All right. And that was probably the most devastating time, because from a DeMar Hamlin standpoint, you love the game so much. And if you feel healthy enough and you think that you won't get hurt again, and I guess he has enough qualified specialists, yep, that have worked on his case, and the NFL won't let him play if he has a chance of dying on the football field. I think the NFL is too cautious, especially now in the environment that we're in. They're going to make sure that you're able to play. So given all of that, and given the experience that I had with our trainers not letting me play, knowing that my body wasn't well enough to play again, I don't think that if he wasn't well enough to play, they would have gotten this far with him.
And I totally agree with that, because what I love about the NFL now is that they're not asking the coach anymore, can he play? They're asking the doctors and people from outside of the organization. Because, you know, I remember the coach, my knee was hurt. He said, can you play, Billy? Yeah, I can play. My knee hurt. My knee's about to fall off. I said, yes. And see, if we had a real situation like they have now, they would never let me back in the game. But I got to ask you this, and this just kind of came into my head. I was looking at the Lamar Jackson situation, you know, and seeing your guy, Jalen Hurts, sign that $250-something million contract, which he deservingly got, and now he's the highest paid of the moment quarterback. Do you think Lamar Jackson, okay, and I'm not trying to say anything, but I'm just asking you straight out. Do you think, because you look at CEOs of companies, you know, they have a certain look to them or whatever. Do you think Lamar Jackson has changed his look and maybe get a little bit more businesslike in his approach to the game? Because he's the only quarterback that really is not paid that should be paid. If you look at all the quarterbacks who got money, the kid in Arizona, who I don't think deserves it because he hadn't made the playoffs. And you look at the guy for Cleveland, Deshaun Watson, hasn't made the playoffs yet when he got that guaranteed money. But I was trying to figure why they're doing this to Lamar Jackson. Is it because his look is bad, And because sometimes he doesn't make, you know, I watch him on the sideline when something happens, he'll throw his helmet up in the air. You know, he flips in the end zone. You got to take care of yourself better than anybody if you are the CEO of the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, I think it comes down from what I've read and what I understand. I think it comes down. He wants a fully guaranteed contract, a fully guaranteed contract. But in this day and age, if you're smart, the amount of money that they are giving you, you darn near almost fully guaranteed anyway.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't care if the last $50 million isn't guaranteed. They probably have to, because of cap restrictions, they're going to probably have to give you an advance over the course of the life of that contract just to sign other players to play. So based on just the sheer amount of money they're going to be giving you, if you're smart enough and you have people in your corner helping you understand that, you have no choice, but it's almost guaranteed. So if you get 80% of your contract guaranteed, which I think they're willing to do, I don't see what the problem is. Why can't you go back? No one's giving you a fully guaranteed contract. The reason why they gave Deshaun Watson a fully guaranteed contract is because Cleveland thought they had a great team and they were one piece away from winning. And that was the piece that was out there. And they didn't spend a lot of draft capital for that one piece. So that's why they gave that man a lot of money. So for me, I don't know what Lamar Jackson is thinking. And that's what we've talked about as well. Is it because he's representing himself and he's getting bad advice from whoever his advisors are?
You're listening to The Expressway with Billy Taylor and Charles Way for the NFL A Media. And we're on YouTube and we're on different places. Make sure you check us out wherever you can. When we come back on the other side, we're going into the fourth quarter.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
We're talking about a lot of different things. One of the things is Deion Sanders is a coach of the Colorado Buffaloes, and he's getting rid of a lot of players. And now that the kids can transfer without having to wait a year, a lot of kids are doing that around the world. So don't move a muscle. We'll be right back with more on the Expressway after these messages.
And we're back with the Expressway. You're listening to Charles Show Me the Way and the BT Express Billy Taylor. We just got through three quarters and we're in our final quarter. Now we're talking about all things sports, especially the NBA playoffs, which are hot and heavy, as well as what is going up there in Colorado. I just spoke to two people that live in the Colorado area, and they say Deion is on fire. The Buffs football is back. They're excited. He's doing a bunch of things on YouTube and TikTok and all this social media. He got the whole family involved in Buffalo Nation, and people are excited. I think that if he can win, I mean, he may change the dynamic of college football and the way colleges look at who they hire as coaches. And I think it may be good or bad, because obviously you saw when Deion got picked up by Jackson State, you saw a lot of other NFL players going to these HBCUs, and the reason why I understand why the HBCUs did it, because the football program doesn't bring a lot of money into the program. And so they are thinking that these ex-NFL players can add to the notoriety and the name recognition so that they can bring more money into the university that they sorely need. Obviously, Eddie George. Is also at an HBCU, and that was those were the two names that you heard quite frequently. Tyrone Wheatley, somebody I played with.
That's right.
Was at Morgan State. Now he's at Wayne State up in Detroit, Michigan. So congratulations to him on a new gig. So I'm just wondering, what do you think about if do you think Deion can change the landscape of Division I football?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, who better to teach you defensive back than a Hall of Famer? Mm-hmm. And he turned that Jackson State program around. I got three cousins who go to Jackson State. Mm-hmm. One of those is the band director. He told me everything was going on. So when Deion got there, they barely had a weight room. Now they got one of the best off-season weight rooms in the country because he helped them get money. Already at Colorado, he sold out the spring game between, you know, those two teams. Uh-huh. Season tickets are sold out. And see, if you bring that kind of stuff, then you've already won. Mm-hmm. If he can get them to, they were 1-11 last year. If he can get them to improve, oh, he's going to be something. And I'm so proud of him because I think now with social media and everything, if you go to Timbuktu, they will find you. I mean, because think about it. You go to Division III or IV school, nobody heard about you. But as soon as you do something, you're going to be in the ESPN highlights. So that's what I love about it. And I'm anxious to see what Colorado does. But let's switch it to the NBA playoffs. I think this is the first time for me in a long time. I can't tell you who's going to be champion. You know, I would have said maybe Golden State, Phoenix. I don't know. Right. But it's exciting every night. And this is probably the best the NBA has been in a long time.
It has been. There are some exciting games and there's not so exciting games. I think the not so exciting games are on the Eastern Conference side. Yep. With the Sixers and Brooklyn. Come on now. I'm like, I can't even watch that series. It's like, I mean, if Brooklyn win, it's because Philly ain't trying. Yep. Right? And then you look at the Atlanta and Celtics series. That's not even a game. They're winning by 20, 30 points. After the first quarter, it's not even a game. So that series, I guess the two best series that's going on in the Eastern Conference is the Milwaukee Bucks and Miami Heat.
Yep.
Because now the Greek Freak, Antetokounmpo, is hurt, and he was ruled out for Wednesday's game against the Heat. And the Heat are a tough team, and
yes, they
have a chance. If Giannis doesn't play, they have a chance of winning that series. And then you have your New York Knicks. How about your New York Knicks? They get you up. They get you so excited that they're about to get out of the first round because people weren't really giving them a chance to beat Cleveland. They go into Cleveland and they beat them. Second game, when Tuesday night, they get blown out.
Well, see, I think it really starts when the home team loses a game.
Right.
Because if you look at correctly, the home team should win the games they're supposed to at home. And then if the visiting team comes in and win, then you got a series. I think that's going to be interesting. I just don't know how far the Knicks can go, you know, because they're inconsistent, but they play hard for Thibodeau. They really do. I mean, they're giving effort for him. And I think that's coaching. And yeah. We look at the other side with the Western Division, one of my favorite matchups. I'm glad the Lakers are back. I really am, because they're playing extremely well. They had some guys step up, and LeBron didn't have to take them home. So Anthony Davis is playing well, and I would not excuse them from anybody, because if they play up to the potential, they should at least be in the finals.
Yeah, no, I like from a Western Conference standpoint, most of those games are really, really good. Like, look at the Golden State Sacramento Kings. Yep. I'm loving Light the Beam. Everybody's yep. yelling Light the Beam after the win. Light the beam. So that's really, really exciting to be a part of that. That atmosphere. Mike Brown will be coach of the year, given what he's done to that organization. De'Aaron Fox just won another award, NBA award that they have, like the primetime the critical moment player. I forget the name of the award, but his clutch player award type of award he just won. So Sacramento, and they're playing well.
Yes,
they are playing well. And I don't think Golden State has enough to beat them, even though Draymond Green, you saw what he did, stomped on the man's chest. Draymond being Draymond, right? So, I mean, when you look at that series, I still think it's a toss-up because they do. I think if Sacramento wins a game in Golden State, yep. I think it's Sacramento's to lose. I think when you look at the Phoenix Suns and the Clippers matchup, that's a tight matchup. But Paul George isn't playing. But man, you got to tell me, you have to love the Clippers doing what they're doing in Phoenix with Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and Chris Paul and DeAndre Ayton going against them really with one guy, right? They're playing with one guy. Paul George isn't around, right? And so they're playing with one superstar on their team, and they're doing an amazing job.
Well, see, I like the Clippers because I like their coach. He was the coach of the Cleveland team when they won the championship with LeBron James. And I think he's a very, very good coach. I'm worried about sometimes because you get a new player like Kevin Durant, it takes a couple minutes to indoctrinate what he's doing, but he's the kind of player that could fit in anywhere. And if they get it right from a coaching standpoint, I think they'll get better. But I just got to say this. Everybody in the NBA probably wants somebody like Green on their team, Jermaine Green. And see, the thing about it, when he stepped on the guy's chest, though, that hurt. I felt it. I mean, and I think you can't do stuff like that. But the guy pulled his leg. And the thing that made me mad, Charles Way, is when Green went around the stadium bringing the crowd on the road. He's lucky he wasn't in Philly. They might have thrown something at us, a bottle or something at it in Philly. And that was, you know, he's lucky he was in Sacramento because I think anywhere else, he might have got beat up.
you're right. You're right. He probably would have. And so I'm not a Draymond Green fan. I think it is nice to have a tough guy on the team. The Sixers have PJ Tucker. They need a little toughness on their team. Hopefully they're doing well. I think for the East, it's really the second round, especially for Boston and Philly. Can Philly get over the hump against Boston? Because we know that's going to be the matchup based on the two previous. I don't know about the Milwaukee and Heat series. I don't know about the Knicks and the Cleveland Cavaliers, because if Josh Hart plays, the Knicks have a chance of beating the Cavaliers. But if Josh, as we saw, Josh Hart was hurt and didn't play, and they didn't have a chance in that game, that last game. But this whole the whole playoffs is based off of is your start, you know, injuries. If you can avoid injuries, your team, based on how up in the air these playoffs are, if your team can avoid injury, you have a chance of going to the championship.
So what you're saying is you don't think Golden State is going to repeat?
I don't think they have the team. Their defense all year hasn't been the Golden State Warriors type of defense that you've seen when they won the championship. And even as good as Seth Curry is, I don't think his supporting cast isn't as effective as they once were before. Trey Thomas isn't shooting like he used to shoot, or it doesn't appear that he's as effective as he once was when they won those championships. So I'm not very high on Golden State. I was high on the Phoenix Suns, but when you look at the Phoenix Suns, after KG and Devin Booker, what else do they have, right? Their whole bench is depleted based off, because they sent everything to the Nets that they had. And so I don't know if they have a good backup. I think they have a chance of getting out of this round because you only got one guy and Paul George isn't there to help. But, I mean, that one guy is like an all-star doing amazing things.
And Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah. Just makes you even more in awe of this man can win. Like I thought that people, this man can win a series by himself. And I thought people were joking, but if you saw him last night, this dude was just pulling up and just shooting threes, and all of them were going in. Like it seemed like every time he shot something, it went in. Like he could carry a team by himself. And that's what's amazing to me. And Denver, I'm not sold on the Denver Nuggets. Jokic, and they can make plays, but I'm going with either the Phoenix Suns or the Clippers as my team in the West that's coming out of the West.
Well, the thing about it is, I love it when we don't know, because that means the competition is good, and that's why I tune in every night for the NBA. Even if I can't tune in, I will tape it and watch in the morning. I've just had fun watching them because this is really the best time in the NBA. Everybody's playing hard. There's no load thing. People are going to be in every game. They're going to play probably with little injuries that they normally wouldn't play with during the season. And I look for this NBA thing to go down to the wire in the end. And so it could be the Phoenix Suns and Boston or Philly, or it depends on Milwaukee's injuries. But I just think that this is the time of the year. If you like NBA basketball, this is what it's all about.
Absolutely. This is the best time of year. And I'm excited for the games this week. I'm excited to see what guys do. I'm excited to see what the Knicks can do coming home to the Garden, seeing if they can build off of the momentum. I know a lot of the New York fans are going to be excited to have a home playoff game since, God knows, when was the last time the Knicks had a home playoff game, right? And so it's an exciting time to be a Knicks fan. It's an exciting time to be a basketball fan because everybody is doing, the league is amazing right now.
And it seems like with the Knicks in the playoffs, it makes it even better. And you've been to as many arenas around the world that I have been to. I think the best place in the world is Madison Square Garden when it's hyped. And I think I look forward to them getting something done at home, because the crowd will excel to the point where they're going to give you, I guess, a couple points. It's almost like having a sixth man on the team, like the Seattle Seahawks have the 12th man. I think the Madison Square Garden could be rocking, and that's great for the league. So I'm looking forward to it. And the thing about it is we don't end this stuff until June, and it's still April now. So I look forward to get better and better. And I hope that everybody can avoid injuries, because, that's the thing that brings everybody down. But the arenas are packed. People are excited. And NBA action is fantastic.
Absolutely. And can't wait until we do the show next week to see what's going on. We got a lot going on next week. We got the NFL draft. We got hopefully the second round of the NBA playoffs. See who's in the second round. And we got a lot of matchups to talk about. Will Boston be playing Philly? Will Milwaukee make it out of the first round? Will Giannis? It's a whole lot of storylines that are cliffhangers until next week. And I'm excited to see what's coming up for us next week.
And don't forget to join us each and every week. We call this the Expressway. We're on every week, and we always have four quarters. And one of our quarters is always about NBA action and things that we can come up with. I got to thank Ben back at the studio for doing an outstanding job making it sound good. For my partner, Charles Way, I'm Billy Taylor. Have a nice one.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia.